This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, it's David Marsden from the Evening Standard here. If you subscribe to The Leader, you'll get our news, analysis and commentary every day at 4 p.m. And you can talk to us too. Just use the hashtag The Leader Podcast on social media. Now, from the Evening Standard in London, this is The Leader. In a refrigerated truck loaded up in Belgium, the first batch of coronavirus vaccine has arrived in the UK. Its route, its destination, and its time of arrival are all secret. Interpol's warned that criminal gangs could try to steal it. And there's another high-tech threat, too. IBM has revealed it found attempts to hack organizations connected to the supply chain. It says the methods used are so sophisticated, it suspects a nation-state. So what were the hackers doing, and how did they do it? The Evening Standard's Mark Blunden spoke to cybersecurity expert Professor Alison Wakefield from the University of West London.
And so what's your understanding of what's happened with this breach or attempted breach in relation to the vaccine?
Yeah, it's a very interesting and rather worrying story. The story is that security specialists at IBM have uncovered a phishing campaign, that's phishing with a PH, targeting organisations forming part of the vaccine supply chain and trying to harvest staff login credentials in order to infiltrate their systems.
It sounds like the sort of thing you might get sent to your Hotmail promising to make you rich. Doesn't sound like the sort of thing that would target a company making a super vaccine. How effective is that kind of tactic?
It is a basic humdrum type of attack, and lots of cyber attacks are very simple. Cyber attackers will look for the weakest links, and those links are human, they're not technical. So it only takes one successful phishing attempt, you know, to get into an organization. Now, we don't know if the attackers have been successful or what their ultimate objectives might be. They could be seeking to steal information, anything from distribution timetables to intellectual property relating to the vaccine, or they could be looking to carry out disruptive attacks. So this kind of information is most valuable to other states, really, rather than cyber criminals. And certainly the complexity of such an operation is probably more likely to be associated with rival states.
So after this latest incident, can you see companies and governments deploying new types of techniques or strategies to better protect their systems?
Yes, I mean, companies that are at greater risk from industrial espionage will have more sophisticated systems to try to, you know, avoid those kind of attacks being successful. It's the companies that haven't faced those kind of vulnerabilities before to the same extent that are going to be most vulnerable. It's worth making the point that we know that the number of cybersecurity incidents has significantly increased during the pandemic, driven by issues ranging from the security challenges associated with the mass move to remote working, to the rise of COVID-19 related misinformation. So security agencies have been working very hard, as is the case in the private sector as well. You know, there are measures like the EU's NIST directive that try to set out minimum cybersecurity standards and require a certain level of cybersecurity in order to operate as a business. And that, of course, applies to customer data as well.
Head to standard.co.uk for more on this and our comprehensive coverage of the vaccine rollout. Now, what even is Christmas without shopping? And this year, it's more important than simply trying to find the right gift. The very survival of some of London's best, most unique stores is at stake. The Evening Standard's launched Shop London to give those retailers a hand and give you some pretty big discounts, up to 50% in some places. Our shopping editor Ellie Davis is here. Ellie, why are we doing this?
Well, Shop London is the Evening Standard's campaign that we've literally just launched to do our bit to help retailers who have been struggling because of lockdown, anyone who went to Oxford Street during the lockdown for their very safe social distance hour walk will have noticed just shop fronts upon shop fronts closed. And I think the pandemic has really taken its toll on retail. I mean, you only need to look at the quantity of jobs lost and Debenhams and Topshop to see the effect that it's having. So we just wanted to do something, anything that we could, the small bit that we could do to help those that need it.
And we've got some really diverse names involved here. How keen were the shops to get on board with this?
Yeah, we do. We have a huge diverse range of brands involved, covering all sectors, fashion, with the likes of Wolf and Badger, who are known for their stock of small businesses. We've got Goodhood, very cool, like East London streetwear, as well as big name brands. Yeah, brands were very keen to get involved. A lot of these brands are just starting out, whether it was like a lockdown hobby or perhaps they were made redundant and wanted to start up something of their own. So a lot of these brands are really like emerging.
A new business emerging into a pandemic must be terrifying. How close are some of those people who invested so much into this to seeing their ambitions ruined?
Yeah, it's a really scary thought, and there are brands who have invested their life savings into these companies and are doing everything they can to help them survive. But also there's something quite hopeful about it and optimistic, and I think people know that this isn't going to be forever. And it also, I think, offers quite a lot of respite for some people that may have been made redundant from their prior jobs and are finally embracing their dreams and launching their own businesses and being their own bosses, which I think can be quite a comforting thought to a lot of people.
So the important bit, what kind of discounts are available and how do shoppers get them?
We have an online directory at www.standard.co.uk/shopping. And that has the list of over 100 brands that we have. This will also be a longer campaign where we're trying to get people to go back into shops. The shops are doing everything they can to be very safe and social distance. So it's great. It will be great to get people back doing their Christmas shopping, especially at this time of year. Christmas is usually the busiest time for stores, and a lot of brands really rely on it to get through for the rest of the year. So it's really important that we do our bit.
Now, Ellie, as a shopping editor, have you missed just simply going into a shop?
I really have. I really have missed going into stores. I think there's just something different about being able to see the item in front of you, being able to feel it, being able to try it on. I know that's potentially not going to be possible for a while during COVID, but yeah, it's just a completely different experience. And like going to the likes of Oxford Street and Carnaby around this time when all the Christmas lights are up, it really feels like Christmas when you go there. So yeah, I'm excited to get back to shopping in real life, IRL.
Head to standard.co.uk/shopping for more details and those discount codes. That's the leader. We're back tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.